Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, here's the question of the day. Do you like it when leaders admit their mistakes? I don't know about you, but I absolutely have more respect and more just honor for a leader who basically says, hey, I blew it. Here's a blind spot. There's a certain way, though, that you need to own your mistake. I was around a leader once who always owned his mistakes. He always said, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. No change. That is not what I'm talking about. You can actually be a leader who over-apologizes with no action behind it, and that actually hurts your credibility. Or, that's one extreme, or the other extreme is that you are a leader who never admits your mistakes. Your whole team knows it, they feel it, they know you made a mistake, but they don't know that you know. And as a result, you erode credibility. Your team actually begins to lose respect for you. They begin to think, is this person unaware? Is this person ignorant? And it creates a whole domino effect in your leadership style. So don't be like the leader who over-apologizes and never takes action or responsibility. Don't be like the leader who never apologizes and feels like somehow by not apologizing, they keep this bulletproof persona. Instead, be the leader who looks in the mirror when they've made a mistake, owns it, takes responsibility, admits it, but then comes up with an action plan to remedy the situation. That, my friend, happened to me yesterday. Just being real. Okay. Yesterday with our team, I basically said, look, here is an area where I made a mistake. I own that. And they didn't even bring it to me. I knew I made a mistake. No one needed to tell me. I absolutely knew it and felt it. And I said, A, I apologize. B, here's how I'm going to fix it. And C, after I did fix it, I went back to them and told them and made sure they were okay. I'm not a flawless leader, and neither are you. But those three steps have absolutely helped me as our team gets bigger, as our global business starts busting into new countries, and as people are being raised up with new leadership roles. You need to admit your mistake. You need to own it. You need to take responsibility. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. This strategy works with parenting. It works with marriage. It works. We as humans want to know that we can trust a leader, that they care about us, that they are not flawless, that they know they're not flawless, and that they quickly fix mistakes. So I've learned from experience of doing it the wrong way. And if this is helpful for you, I pray it is. But be a soul on fire and continue to grow in your leadership ability as well.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.